Monday, total days, preliminary wires burnt.
Right, in New York, the last one today on crock pots, I think. Unless we have some unexpected questions. Actually, I said, Rosh, I'm happy to find it. I said, I said to you that I can't understand what trouble the act says. So we said at our last time, Rabbi Ribiat says, you put this piece of silver foil in, that helps for Atmona. I couldn't understand at the time, I said, I can't understand why that should help. That thin foil over here, why should it help for Atmona? Anyway, my son's got the new Rabbi Ribiat, actually, very interesting. He's got a new version, updated, and there, it's reached out kind of great spot, I'm very happy what he says. He says over here, if I can find it here, now, he speaks about this chocolate pot over here. He says, now he changed it first of all, he says, lining the side of the water cylinder with heavy duty aluminium foil. Heavy duty, a different story, that, yeah? It's much thicker. That is really much better. And then he also brings, which he didn't do in the other one, he brings also the bottle top things. So again, I just want to make a summary of what we said, because it goes through different opinions. What we were worried about was, last time, we worried about Hatzmona. The big Kiddush was, I must say, the whole thing is a Kiddush. Because, as I said to you, it's not covered on the top. So really, it's not enclosed on six sides. It's five sides are enclosed, but not. Even so, some possible shrines on that since the normal way of cooking, and that's how you cook with it, this is called Hatzmona v'dovah most of heaven. That's what he said. Now, Rishon Zalman's Eitzah actually is very interesting. He says, you better all sit down for this. Once you sit down for this, you get shock. Rishon Zalman says, the way to do it is like this. Put another insert in. Now, we've been looking for a long time for inserts. And I have to fire one of these. That is Mamish Murdi. That's the Kuli Abdullah Eitzah whatsoever. But when the chocolate will get cooked, I don't know. Someone actually told me last week that he tried it out. Yeah. I've taken no response. My wife wouldn't let me have it. My wife wouldn't try it this week. So I've got to try it a weekday.
Yeah.
But when someone told me he tried it out last week, and Beth, what was she? It was a good chance.
A good chance,
yeah? So I think that's the chance. That's what Shona Zalman's case. I don't know why you have to have such a big thing. Maybe you don't have to have it so big as this. Yeah, but this is a very good
thing. That's what he found. But does that make a difference? That insert doesn't touch the floor. Is that a part of it, or could it even go all the way down?
I mean, if it's sticking out, it's probably better it doesn't touch the floor, because then it's raised from the base level as well. And plus, you've got now all the sides are mummy's exposed. It's mummy's exposed all the way around here. See?
Right.
So that's zikr the best. I'm saying, I'm not practicing this to use this. What we rely on, it was from Machmir. What they do is they use bottle tops. That's what I've got in here. A podcast, you can see inside here, bottle tops with a foil container. So you can see that this goes inside.
Thank you.
Now, what happens is this goes inside, it also sticks out because it's not touching the bottom and it's raised above the top. So, those are two methods of doing it. Okay, the wayside? Very good. Let's just make
a couple of silver foil inside.
What?
Why is that silver foil inside?
Silver foil is inside is for Shihio Hazora. It's a blech. So let's say my trunk wasn't fully cooked when Shabbos came in, you need to have a blech in here.
Put it back.
So either you can use the silver foil, you could use this as well. Yeah, or one Hazora. Apparently it's quite common, I don't use it, but quite often you have trunk fried in that. So then you want to take the pot off, serve it, and put it back, you need to have a blech inside. So it's important to have that when you set, right?
Take from the pot. Come on, so you don't have to stay from the pot on the ish.
You can't take one from the ish. It's smarter than me, but no, you can't take one from the ish. You shouldn't take one from the fire.
Off the plate.
So you have to take it off the plate. And then you want to put it back on again. You want to put it back on again. That's the fire. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so just quickly what we did yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about... All right, I've got to put my cooking in my chronic. This is, let me show you once more. This is a good, solid piece. Put your shoulders on the lechay. This is the best. Fantastic.
Bring it in hot. Smoking.
I tell you, someone told me to try it out, and it was very good. I want my wife to try it this week, but she wouldn't try it. She wouldn't try it.
Why wouldn't she try it?
Well, it's too risky. Well, she's going to drop the shoulder morning. What's going to happen? Too risky.
No.
What? Yeah, he said he was very good. Fantastic.
He didn't cook you like it.
No, that's true. I quite like that. That means on Friday morning, he cooked it out, yeah? But before Shabbos, he put this in seven. Mm. Now, I'm not recommending that to New York City. It's a bit ridiculous. What?
You'd be lucky if you get a decent... Well, you said that
you got an actual... I asked him twice, actually. He didn't tell me I could taste it. So I was very, very shocked for it.
That's because of you. That's before.
What?
What's that because of?
What was that? It's raised, and he says, oh, I don't know what Shabbos Nachman says, you have to put a cane inside. I don't know why, it has to be a pach. A thick pach. I told you that was a bit. That's what we said. Okay, everybody, let's move on. No, I know someone's more early yesterday, I can't remember who said it to me yesterday, which is a good point. We speak about Hatzmona on this, yeah? If you take this, for example, and you wrap a piece of foil up with my keys and you put it on top, that is Hatzmona. The base is an underlay for this.
That's
I made a mistake yesterday, it's right, so it's a 20k, it's right.
Yeah.
It's a good point. That is an under, there's two layers. There's two layers there, it's a problem.
You cover the top and the bottom is from the pot.
What's the difference? Because you haven't got your covers.
Can you use everything? The clusters is covered from all sides.
Yeah. Okay, what?
So you have to be careful.
Be careful, just leave it exposed a bit. Okay, wait a minute, that's a ratio. Now, someone asked this last week, that's why I'm doing this actually. Someone asked, what happens if you're over Hatzmona by mistake on Shabbos? I want to give you a little Akdomer, I believe, Sag. I told you many years ago, now let me just give you the Halacha first, we'll come to what happened. The Halacha is, Nishin Yuches, if someone did an Aveira on Shabbos, Beshegig, a Melacha Min HaTorah, someone by mistake cooked on Shabbos. Now, it's actually, who's going to cook on Shabbos?
What about the Gentiles?
Not a Gentile, this is talking about you. We're leaving Gentiles out of the picture of Sunday.
Sorry,
no Gentiles for Sunday.
Can I was thinking,
there's another question with a Gentile, but we're not talking about the Gentile now. Now, somebody, so by mistake, how can it be that someone's over Bishop on Shabbos? It's very, very easy, actually. I told you, there was a story that happened a while ago. A lady on Friday night served some chocolate to her children. She put everything properly, she took the chopper off the crock pot, she held it, she served it out, and they put all the bowls down, and she put the crock pot back on again. The children tasted the chopper and said, Mummy, I don't know what's happening, the chopper's raw. It's not edible. That means she didn't realise this woman, she said, oh, by mistake. But this lady has by mistake done an Aveira on Shabbos of cooking. Special. Why? Because when the pot was off, the beans wouldn't cook. Now if she puts it back on again on Shabbos, the beans are going to cook. She's done an issur of the rice of Bishul on Shabbos, by mistake.
Only if she leaves it.
What?
Only if she leaves it.
As opposed to?
She told us that it's raw, she should take it off.
Yeah, she takes it off, that's true, yeah. Quite right. Yeah, is everyone with me? Moshe, you with me? That's an act of cooking, because when the pot is off, the beans in here will take 10 hours to cook. When I put it back on here, it's now going to cook in 3 hours. I've speeded up the cooking process. That is an issur of bishul. Now the question is, can she eat that pot on Shabbos that morning?
Yes, she can.
No, she can't.
The rest of the family
can't.
The
family.
Beshoikik.
Yeah, she can't.
She's Beshoikik. Now he's quite right, Carl. It's quite a good point, actually, we're saying. Is it best to take off? Which lechora, that is the truth. That's probably the best thing to do is to take off. That's probably the best. But let's say she didn't. She didn't know. She said, I can't be this raw. She put on. The next morning, she tells the husband the whole story. And the husband says, what? That's the shadow cooking on Shabbos. I don't even have a chalent. So what's the halacha? So in Shin Yud Ches, by Issa the Raisa, the Shulchan Aruch task is like this. Shoyeg. Shin Yud Ches. Right beginning, Sif Aleph. Halvash b'Shabbos, Oisha also Shabbalachas, but Mezid, if he did it on purpose, also loy la'olam. He could never have it. Okay, that's not what he called it. Ulachem is a Matzah Shabbos. Okay, that's not the gate after. The Shoygeg, also boy by yoim gamlachem. Everyone cannot have it on Shabbos day. Right? Till Matzah Shabbos. That is what Machabah said. I told you, there are wild people, I had someone in my house. He's not come back since, actually, this guy. He was at my house a while ago, and there was an egg on the table, I told you this a few times, and inside the egg was a pepper, stuck in. The guy sits at the table and says, Shlomo, I hope you don't mind, but I don't like peppers. And he pulled that pepper out of the egg.
Boira.
That's Boira. Now the question is there egg that was to eat?
He gave it to you.
If somebody eats that pepper,
first of all, if someone eats that pepper, I'm taking it out of the house. You can't give a second Boira, my friend. If at the time you pulled it out, it wasn't being used by anyone, you've got a problem. It doesn't help someone else eat it.
What's the problem with the egg? There's no iss in the egg. What? There's no iss done with the egg. What's the problem with the egg?
You separate the mixture.
Why the first?
What's the point? It's the pepper.
Yes, yeah, why?
There was a mix of
egg. You eat from the egg.
You took a pepper from it.
Two minutes.
That's
2 seconds.
It's stuck inside. And you don't want the pepper. It's like an apple and orange in a fruit bowl. You don't want the apple.
It's the pepper.
Exactly. It's why not in the egg.
That apple, right? Are you allowed to eat the egg before you start?
Of course you can eat the egg.
Why, of course?
No, you don't need to eat it.
It's okay, no.
What's the problem? What why do you
eat the egg?
If someone does a monopoly on Shabbos, by mistake, you can't eat it, my friend.
What's the mixture? The egg is still the other part of the egg. What? Don't you know you're the egg?
This mixture has been rectified. There was a mixture of pepper with the egg. Now it's been rectified, you're going to suck an egg.
Okay, but if majority of people are fine
so eating people eat peppers
and pepper.
Excuse me. If you've got a fruit bowl with apples and oranges, most people like apples and oranges.
Right.
But you don't like, you only want an apple, and you take the oranges out, you'll have to do that. You can't do it, my friend.
No, I cannot do it.
But if that's an ism and a Torah Boira. That makes a difference for you, that is now done Boira. It doesn't help anyone else with a bite.
So where's the ism done with the oranges? By taking the oranges out,
no.
Not with the
apples. The whole mixture will be rectified.
Why rectifying? What is wrong with apples and oranges in a bowl? It's not a problem. It's going to be taken out.
It's a mixture.
So what we're taking out?
Let's say you take the oranges out. So you've now made that apple by itself. I must tell you, someone told me, so probably right, actually. That pepper, I don't know how big your egg is, but that pepper's not mixed with the whole egg. It's mixed with that surrounding area, maybe, but you cut round, trim the sides. It's not mixed all over. That's the hardest truth. But anyway, that is. So let's say, for example, I'll tell another shiner. It's easy with a lady. I mean, it can happen with a man. Let's take a lady, it's easier. Let's say a lady's got a whole load of dresses in her cupboard. The green one, the red one, the blue one, the pink one. You've got all different sorts of dresses, all tightly packed. And Friday night, she doesn't want to wake up, she goes to shul. She's going to a shul where they've got a green parochus. So she wants a green dress. She wants a green dress. So on Friday night, she takes out the green dress from that mixture.
That's all the dresses.
No, that green dress you can't use.
Okay, you're talking about the pepper to the egg.
Because all the rest are still mixed. Because all the rest are still mixed. The dresses. Here, you take out the mixture.
She takes the green dress to wear it on the evening?
No.
No, morning.
Shut up, morning.
Okay, it would have been easier. She takes the green dress because that's way too thin.
You will be a good rabbi, my friend. You tell her that. That's true. That's the way to get around this problem. But she didn't know, she didn't come to
that. What's the question? Can you take the rest of the dress then?
No. The question is now, can she wear that green dress?
Of course, you can wear the egg, she can't wear any dress.
You're going
for
the pepper! You're going
for
the egg!
Why can't she
match the egg? The egg is the rest of the dress, the pepper is the right dress.
If you'll hold on 1 minute...
The only issue is on the one you're taking out. Not the rest of the egg.
The pepper is the dress you took out, and the egg is the rest of the egg. The dress
is orange.
My dear friend, there's a big difference between the eggs and the dress.
He's
the difference. The dresses, all the other dresses are still mixed. So you haven't eaten anything. Here, you take it out of the mixture of pepper, so the egg is by itself, not the egg. That's much worse. Anyway, that is by Malacha Deraisa. So Malacha Deraisa, according to Shulchan Aruch, even if it was done by Shogun, remarkable thing, even if it was done by mistake, you could not have Hanof on Shabbos itself. That means another example, someone by mistake came into a room, he forgot what he was doing, he switched the lights on. Oh, well, Shabbos, I can't believe it. He can't eat from that light. He can't have a hanor from that light. Now, this is a pasture, that's an issa of shogi, doing. So you may not have benefit from that light.
Nobody can.
But from Shulchan Aruch, no.
Can I have benefit from it?
No one wishes. Even a Gentile can, but no one else wishes.
Wow.
Right? Now, on that Mishabura says, that I'm not going into too many details of it, so I'm going to the Gemara where we pass the Mishabura. In emergency, when someone's mum is stuck, you can rely on the shitter, I think it's a good in the Gemara, which says that the shogeg was done by mistake. Everyone is mutter straight away.
Even the one who did this?
Even the one who did the issa. So in that case of my trauma, let's go back to my trauma case first of all.
Even
the so the woman did it by mistake. Now, he's quite right, that really, I think his mum's right, really she should take it off straight away. That's really what she should do, but she didn't. she let it cook. That comes to Shabbos morning. There's nothing else to eat besides trumpet. Nothing else. Now it's a Shabbos Adchak, so everyone can have that trumpet, the children and the mother. B'Shabbos Adchak, only B'Shabbos Adchak. Not if you've got other food to have, then you can't rely on this Kiddush. Only B'Shabbos Adchak.
B'Shabbos Adchak, yeah.
What?
The children is not in Shabbos. If they got more food in the house,
can she eat everything besides the beans?
Can you eat everything else besides the beans? What? Who says that,
yeah?
No, because you cut the whole thing.
Yeah.
But in Bishlak, you've got Basar Roiv, yeah? If Roiv ingredients are fully cut, there's no problem.
What would you say? The potatoes
are... The client's asking.
Can you have everything?
You have the potatoes, everything
else. You have a bean as well, yeah.
What?
You may get mixed up and have a bean with it.
Alright, something like to say that. I'm not sure how far to go. But you can have the rest of the food. Can you have the rest of the food besides the beans?
With something,
you made it better. Do the beans go to potatoes? Who are in by the dresses to wear? She only can't go to shoot with a white dress. She's only got a white dress. All white dresses. She can't go to shoot with a white dress. It doesn't fit in the breeks. She can't do that. Then she's allowed to wear a green dress. And in Boira as well, there's nothing else to eat. Surely you're allowed to eat it. Now, by an Issur d'Rabbanan, if someone binds it, then Issur d'Rabbanan, Shabbos. The halacha is that for everyone, it's put it straight away. Let's say about Shoyik. Now, if that's true, when we come to our halacha, yeah, again, so but Issur d'Rabbanan, everything is mutter. But Shoyik, maybe this is a bit of a question, perhaps it's also more lenient, but we're relevant to Shoyik. Now, you've got three d'Rabbanan that we've been speaking about to now. One is Shehiyah. That means, let's take case number one, a person by mistake left a food uncovered on the thing when Shabbos came in. From the Shehiyah. Now he left it, and he realizes on Friday night when he has his meal, oh, I can't believe it. I left the chicken in the oven, whatever it is. It wasn't cooked, it was raw, or half, not machmed, sorry, upwards. It wasn't less, it was less than machmed when Shabbos came in. That chicken should be what? Allowed to eat or not?
Yes, no.
It's a rabbon. Should be allowed. Chazal said here, I'm sorry. People are very lenient with these Isurim. So Chazal said, sorry, you cannot eat that meat on Shabbos.
Right.
You can't eat it.
Nobody.
No one can eat it. This Shehiyah, you see, these Drabonas are more machmir with actually. Not like a normal drabbana. A normal drabbana that we're leaning with that, yeah? A normal drabbana, someone by mistake, that took mice by mistake on Shabbos, but here, this part over here, there were streaks, someone was over Shehiyah by mistake, that food is ossetit. The only leniency that B'Allah has got is quite interesting, actually. What about Cholot? Now, I'm not talking about my house with Cholot, yeah? I'll explain to you why. B'Allah's got a chiddush, and B'Allah says, that if the food was designated for Shabbos day only, so the whole Shehiyah is very weak. Because what's the whole danger of Shehiyah? You might interfere with the flame to stoke it up. If the food is designated for Shabbos day, you don't want it on Friday night, then that whole Issur of Shehiyah is very weak, and here this Issur d'Rabbanan will come into effect. So therefore, again, if it's chicken for Friday night, then you can't eat it. The woman realizes when it comes to Friday night at the meal time, she wants to eat, she says, I can't believe it. But I put that chicken raw into the oven when Shabbos came, in. The maisa, it was not cooked to macha ben tosoi, because once it's macha ben tosoi, but the other Friday food. It was not cooked, half cooked. That food is now also to eat on Shabbos. Big shy what you do actually now, because that food is muksa. So can't you take it out of the oven? What should you do with it? A good question, actually. Chavnissus, I think it's muksa, you shouldn't touch it. I think Rosh Hashanah, you should take it out.
Yes, you don't. Give it to your dog.
Christ, I don't know if you can give it to a box.
So is a laser laser chilling out the
album? What was it?
Is a laser laser chilling out the album?
If it's fully cut, you can take it out. Only the fully cut machine. Only the fully cut. If I feel it's fully cut, you can take it out. What? In this case over here, actually, here's an interesting thing over here. If the person left it in, went Be'issa, and it's for fried in my heel, so there must be a chicken, which was meant to be lovely roast chicken, which was meant to be for Friday night, but you did a Be'issa, when Shabbos came in, it was not half cooked.
Third or
half, you're quite right. We're making about a third even, not a third, let's say, not a third cooked, you haven't got the leniency. In that case there, that chicken may not be eaten on Friday night, the whole Shabbos actually, you couldn't eat it. You have to wait till Motta Shabbos. But the leniency, if the food was designated for the next day, the Bialoka says that there it's much more lenient and therefore you can eat it. We'll have to stop there because it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.